personal coach and trusted attorney, Andrew Leaf, who will help you get started in building your real estate empire. Grow your self-confidence, find your grit, and get the skills needed to dominate the real estate world. This is Real Estate Investing with Andrew Leib.
I've been sidetracking for the last few weeks with you all. I promised that Lauren and I were going into how you're going to be making your acquisition. And we've been going into, we started off and we told you how to get your bottom line. We talked about budgeting. We did a whole thing about that. And I got to tell you, when I read that Florida's having outbreaks, the new epicenter, I'm thinking to myself, I don't know if I want to buy. I don't know. Like, I'm so torn. This has been an emotional roller coaster for me. And for people that don't understand, a lot of people are, as we were just discussing, very political. I'm a Republican. I'm a Democrat. I'm not either of these things. I'm a business person. And as a business person, I say to myself, there's a few things that make business happen. Ready? Number one, innovative ideas. Number two, legal changes. Number three, global pandemics. I want to do that again. There's three ways to make a lot of money in business. We're going to start off with. First one is innovative. Like Google was really innovative. Those guys are brilliant. Sergey, like, come on. They're so smart. Like, I feel like a dummy every time I think about how smart these guys are. Unbelievable. I say to myself, I'm not Sergey. I'm not going to make money from creating this new blue ocean strategy. We were talking the other day, Lauren, you and I, do you remember this conversation? And we were talking about your job. You had a job when you were before, I think it was before college, and you had to take all of the periodicals and the newspapers.
Oh, this was great. When I was in college, I had a summer job at LIPA at the time. I was an intern. This is way before PSEJ. And my job was to read every single newspaper, read every single magazine, look at every single thing that was going on in, for what I did was electric, and then put it all together in a binder, give it to every executive so that they had a competitive analysis of the entire industry.
In English, Google. She did Google.
Google.
So basically, they wanted to Google what was going on in their industry. So anytime there was anything about energy in the newspapers, in the magazines, she had to clip it. She made, I want you to know, Lauren made it so pretty. She had little doogalies and what do they call it? Doilies? Or
no, I mean, I think I put it in different color binders. I mean, I think I was 18 years old and I offered no value other than I knew how to spot.
Clearly, you made a lot of value. If you would have realized to go into computer programming, Sergey would have been out the window and you could have made a fortune. So you can do innovation that way. You can go in that way. Another way to do innovation, to be a great business person, another way isn't just to have the innovation, but a legal change. What am I talking about? That's what we do mostly. Lauren and I, our whole business differentiator is tracking statutes and regulations and seeing how those changes are there to make you money. That's what we're doing with the show. We're sharing with you what's worked for us and going through how the legal environment's changing and showing you different ways that you can leverage your knowledge differential to make extra money. So if you're in business, let's say you own a restaurant and your competitor's in business. Let's say they own a restaurant. And you were listening to our first segment today. And you were listening about how I told you about the masks can't be on your chin. They have to be on your face. And your competitor wasn't listening to that. And you implemented a policy. For example, I want to give a shout out to my friends at Golden Pear. They put on Facebook pictures saying, here is proof that everyone that works here, here's our policy. Everyone's wearing face masks. We take this seriously. I thought that was brilliant.
Yeah, and they're bragging about it, and they should.
And they should, because they're compliant. Now, when their competitor is non-compliant, XYZ Coffee, and that competitor gets busted, not because Golden Pear says anything about them, but because eventually when you break the law, it catches up with you. And then they get shut down. Golden Pear is going to have a strategic advantage, and their cost differential was just buying masks for their people and making them look good, which, by the way, Lauren said you should be proud of, because you're setting a good example that we care about the society we live in, as I told you. The masks aren't for the person wearing it. They're for everyone else. So by wearing a mask, you're basically saying as a service provider, as a retailer, as a restaurateur, I care about my patrons. I think that's like a good thing to be able to set as your message. What's his name? Jack Welch? What did he say? You know what I'm talking about? I think this is what he said, is that the customer's always right. Don't you have to?
I thought that was him. Always right.
So you have to make the customer feel good. You have to let the customer know that you care about them. And so by wearing a mask, you're saying that. So what we do is legal changes. So I told you the first one was innovation like Google. Not that smart. But I track the law every week. I'm reading the State Register, the Federal Register. I'm checking legal changes on the industries that I represent. And I'm seeing different ways that they can change their business, change their policies to gain an advantage over their competitors to make extra money. That's the second way. The third way, I said, is a global pandemic. It's not just a pandemic. It could be a war. It could be trade issues. It's basically what we're talking about is how the global environment's occurring. How does it work for, do you ever hear that we're all one? We're all one. You ever hear that? Like when people are like, international business. In international business, there's not borders. There might be borders between countries, but you ever hear of an export importer, import exporter? Their whole thing is, how do you cross borders? That's their business. So those are the three ways. And Lauren and I are spending a lot of time on this pandemic. Why? Because it's one of the ways that can affect your business. If you're paying attention to the executive orders that we're talking about, as we're talking about them, we're giving you a strategic advantage. So back to what I was saying. I promised you 2 weeks ago, and we did it for 2 weeks, we were showing you how to invest because New York was slowing down on the pandemic, and I was thinking this was the opportunity. Then I saw Florida getting big, and Arizona, Texas. I started freaking out. So I sidetracked the conversation because I said, I don't know if it's the time, but New York seems to be doing good. New York seems to be doing good. So I want to go a little further into this, and I want to talk to you, and I'm actually going to have Lauren talk to you about this because Lauren is the expert of getting our loans with the commercial loan process. But what we're going to do is I think we're going to be cool first because I have, no, seriously.
Time to be cool.
It's time to be cool. We have our friend Eric File from Dance Papers that he's ringing in on the line. I'm going to go get him on for us. And then after Eric, we're going to talk about how to get a commercial loan. Here's Eric.
Real Estate Investing with Andrew Lieb
presents Dantastic Hamptons with Eric File.
So normally I start singing when Eric comes on, but this week's Dan's Papers got me a little freaked out and I just got to get right to it. Eric, it says something that I can go shark diving, and this is apparently a thing that people want to do. Like, I am a surfer. I surf at West Hampton Bath and Tennis, and I want you to know that sometimes I sit on my surfboard without my feet hanging over just because I start getting OCD attacks about the shark's going to bite my legs off. People want to go shark diving? Is that what you're telling me?
This is exactly what I'm telling you. So it's very funny. Many years ago, in a prior life, I actually went shark diving with sharks. The first time I ever went scuba diving with the people who were filming Shark Week.
Oh.
It was a dream. And I went and I was down in the Bahamas and down 60 feet. And I will share when I see you, my friend. Maybe I'll even put them up online.
Do
photos
it.
Photos with a shark on top of my head and shark diving.
Whoa. No cage?
No cage.
You are nuts.
I was young and bold and they told me it would be safe, and I watched Shark Week, and most of those people made it through, so I figured that was okay.
You did it the opposite as me. Like, I lived in Long Beach when Shark Week was a thing. Like, it was really starting up, and I didn't go on the beach. I lived on the ocean, like in a building directly on the ocean. I didn't go on the beach for 2 years after I saw Shark Week. Like, I was so...
They want you watching.
I was so disturbed. Like, that show, like, and I love the ocean, like, Salt Life all day, every day. That show... So. Tell me more. You went free diving? Is that what they call it, without a cage?
So I went, yes, I had scuba equipment on. We did two dives. One was down 30 feet. Another one was 60 feet. And they chum the water and they bring in all these Caribbean reef sharks. And they were testing to see if chain metal would react or not react with a shark bite. So I'm standing there and they stood me up in middle of this feeding frenzy. And the one piece of advice they gave me before I went down was this. And mind you, I've never been down before scuba diving. They said, if a shark bumps you and knocks your mouthpiece out, don't panic.
Oh, I'm panicking for you, and this was years ago. So what you're telling me, though, is that people in Dan's Papers, they could go on, and they could find out, and they could go shark diving. What I liked more is there was you could go for shipwrecks. That sounded safer to me. I was more into the shipwrecks. But you have information about how people can see freighters and barges and other boats underwater. That was pretty cool, too. And so that seems like the it thing to do right now, because you and I were talking before we went on the air about the need for social distancing. I feel like I don't have to worry about corona when I'm diving for sharks.
That's exactly right. If you are diving, swimming among a wreck, if you're snorkeling out there, You can either go by yourself, you can go with a group, and you can all be very, very far apart. You get out there safely, you're safe out there in the water. And the amazing amount of sea life we have off our coast, the wreck dives that you mentioned, you can go down there and you can swim among, you know, there's barges down there. You know, there's a ship that got torpedoed in 1945 that's down there. It's amazing what you can see just off the water. So that is a great, great thing to do. And with these temperatures at a billion degrees, where better to be than in the waters off the Hamptons? Am I right?
It's the best. And I'm going to tell you the other thing that people can do, because tonight at 7:30, there's Alec Baldwin. He's going to be in a show online that we can watch from my air conditioning. I like that I could stay home if I go to guildhall.org. There's this show same time next year you're telling me about?
Absolutely right. So it's Alec Baldwin and Julianne Moore. So two EastEnders, Oscar winners, Emmy winners. I mean, they're two of the most incredibly talented people we have out there. And they are doing a virtual staged reading of Same Time Next Year with Guildhall. That's exactly right. Sunday night. It's a perfect way to kind of kick the evening off, relax, sit in the comfort and air conditioning your own home, again, and see this incredible performance. And Bob Balaban is the director of it. So another EastEnder, another great talent. Seinfeld, maybe one of my favorite characters ever on there. The three of them together, it's a brilliant, brilliant night. You don't want to miss that.
Well, Eric, thanks for sharing Cool with us. We'll have you again next week to share some other great tips.
Thanks for joining us for Dantastic Hamptons. Now, more.
Real Estate Investing with Andrew Lieb.
Wow, Lauren, that was nuts, going shark swimming. And if you like listening to things like shark swimming, you just got to go to ratethispodcast.com/Lieb and give a review. We're going to be right back after the break telling you about the commercial loan process. Stay with us.
This is Real Estate Investing with Andrew Lieb. Find us on social media at Listen to Lieb or visit listentolieb.com.